To be honest, I think most fans, well, all fans really should have done, you know, dreading this moment. And I have been for the last 6 years in particular, thinking, you know, how long can he go? When's he going to stay till? And it's come far too, like life, you know, the years roll on too quickly and it's come too quick. I think Liverpool should have had a little piggy bank there to put a few million away every year to try and wait and this day comes and go out and get a £40 million player because he's simply irreplaceable. And it's going to be a really sad, sad day.
You spoke to him at the former Players Association Awards, but what's his feelings about this sort of occasion?
Well, Steve, first and foremost, is a very professional person. You know, he wants to finish it right on a high and give his best performance for the club and the fans, not himself. So that's first and foremost what he'll do. And he'll treat this week as he probably will do most weeks and trying not to let his heart overcome his head. But it's going to be difficult for him.
He'll try, but as someone who's worn the red shirt and had the moment where you have to leave and know that you've got the game where you are leaving, what's going through your head on the day?
Well, I was gutted, you know. I know I was going to the Real Sociedad and I was pushed out in many ways. But it's heart-rending, you know. You're a massive Liverpool fan of Steve is, and to know that you're going to walk off that pitch and it's the last time you're going to play for Liverpool Football Club. In a competitive manner, I had to lock myself away in it. So I tried to keep my emotions on the pitch, and then as soon as I got into the dressing room, I went to the toilet and just give myself a few minutes to compose myself after the game. It was very, very emotional for me.
I suppose it's one of those moments you don't want to end. I mean, when the full time whistle goes, and you are trying to soak it up, but it's very hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, to take everything in. Yeah, you know, no doubt. You know, there'll be a lap of honour for Steve. I'm sure everyone will stay in the stadium. You know, knowing that it's the last time they'll see him, that'll be special for him now, and it's what he deserves, if not more.
There'll be a few tears, won't there? Emotions will run high among the crowd that have sort of lived the life with him, lived the journey with him.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be thousands. Take it from me, yeah, absolutely. Knowing the fact he won't be seeing him again. Yeah, it will be, you know. And, you know, it'll be emotional for me and yourself as well, you know, when you think about it. For everyone, because what he's brought to Liverpool Football Club over the last 15 or so years has been quite untouchable. He's just been immense. But it's sad it's come to this moment. It really is. It's going to be really sad, the fact that we won't have him, you know. Knowing that when you're down in certain games next year or the year after, you know, his inspiration's not there to get it out that little bit of a mess. But we've got to try and move on. As a club, you've got to try and move on and be realistic. But never ever forget what he did for us. I'm sure people won't. He's been immense.